Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 94 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing three things that overworked principals do that efficient principals don't. But before we dive in, I want to give a quick thanks to some of you for ordering my book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. Matthew, Nina, Alora, Andre, Michelle, Amy, Dawn, Deborah, Manisha, Cassell, Jennifer, John, Dr. White, Robert, Kimberly, and Kathleen. Thank you so much for your orders. I really appreciate your support. And now let's get into those three things that overworked principals do that efficient principals don't. Saying that overworked principals, that's probably a redundant statement. Whether we're at a holiday recital until 9 as an elementary principal or a Friday night football game until 11 at the earliest at some high school, most of us would agree that we work a lot. Even if we discounted those nights, many of us work in the towns in which we live and have to fill that role of school leader in the grocery store or at the local pub. Somebody's always coming up and asking a question, or we feel like we need to make a comment to a parent of a student that we see in the store about their child, just because that's kind of what we do. That being said, how can we find more time in our day so that when we finally do get home, we can focus on our family life? And these three things that overworked principals do, they can be pared down and even replaced. One of these things is we think that everything is essential. An overworked principal is often a new one. Like me in my first year, I just finished that up and I felt like everything that came to me had to be completed right then. And I often got caught in that trap, especially in that first half of the school year. The latest or the most recent problem that came to my attention is the one that I tried to solve right then. And this often left things undone and sometimes forgotten until I was asked about it again when that person came up and asked me what was going on. To avoid that scenario, I like to use the idea of studying for a test, using a specific text as a metaphor, using a specific book as a metaphor. If you're studying for a specific information, when you're skimming through that book, you skip the information that you don't need. You got to be disciplined enough to do the same with your daily events. What do you absolutely need to do in order to be highly effective? Those are the priorities that you focus on first. And that takes discipline because you have to take a step back, think about the request, and then decide whether or not you need to solve that problem right then and right there. Everything else that you don't need to do, either that can either be eliminated or it can be delegated. You got to learn to say no, or something like, I'll get back to you, or give me some time to think about that. And this will give you valuable time to assess whether or not you need to do that work right then. The second thing that overworked principals do is, or the characteristic is that there is a certain lack of focus. And a principal who is swamped with busy work usually lacks this focus. He or she hasn't internalized his school's goals and brings projects into the school that might not necessarily align with that stated goal. And last year as a principal, if something seemed cool, I would want to bring it to my team and implement it right away. And I really had that shiny object syndrome where if I saw something, it looked like it would be really cool and I thought the kids would like it, I'd go full steam ahead and think about implementing that. lucky for me, I had a good team around who was often called upon to rein me back in and remind me of the specific things that we needed to work on. Keeping focused on our mission will help make decisions about what we bring into the school. If we're continuing with the book metaphor, there is a specific theme that you're looking for and you want to stay focused on as you go through the text. Same thing here. What are those key elements that you want to focus on in improving your school? If you focus on these, this will save time as you only allow the programs that support your plan into your school, and this will eliminate all those extraneous ones that might look cool and might actually be cool, but they don't align with your strategic goals. If you want to decrease your odds of being overwhelmed, stay focused on that mission until it is complete. And then the third thing is a failure to use leverage. A principal who is overworked often thinks that she or he must do everything and forgets to leverage the strengths of the staff, students, and even things as simple as technology. From my own experience, one of the pools of talent that I dismissed at the beginning of the year was that of the students. Many things fell through the cracks because of this, including getting our seniors' pictures into the yearbook. And this year, I'm holding a meeting prior to school start and giving the students jobs to do where they can help fill in these gaps that the teachers don't have time for and that I don't have time for, but they are perfectly suited and willing to do. It's just a matter of letting go of that control and giving them an opportunity to be successful. To finish up the book metaphor, this idea of skimming isn't the only way to save time. The same applies to time management. You got to use that technology to help save time. Find others who complement your weaknesses so that important tasks get done more quickly. We got to save our bandwidths for things that only we can do. And overwhelmed principal fails to leverage the skill set and the technology around him or her. Time for principals, times for us, is precious. An overworked principal thinks everything is essential and gets buried in busy work, lacks focus on specific goals, and gets distracted by every cool proposal that comes across his or her desk, and we fail to leverage the strengths of those around us. What are some other ways that overworked principals squander their time without even realizing it? Share your thoughts in the corresponding blog, 3 Things Overworked Principals Do That Efficient Principals Don't. Just hop on over to howtobeagreatprincipal.com, type in the title, and that blog will pop right up for you, and you can share your ideas about the things that you do or as you reflect that waste the time that you don't have to waste. If you're interested in more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out other blog posts at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. There is a link there as well where you can order my book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you're in the exact right spot, obviously. You can download other episodes not only here but on iTunes and Podomatic. New episodes come out weekly. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our Facebook group on Facebook, obviously. Go to the search bar, type in the Principal Entrepreneur, and we will pop right on up. Make sure you answer the question that asks if you're an educational leader. A simple yes will do, and we will let you in, and you can share with us or ask us the questions that you have. And everybody in there is more than willing to share their knowledge. That is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.